Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, and welcome back, guys. Today, we will be looking at all things fizzy pop. What is actually in fizzy drinks? Any ideas, Sol?
Carbonated water with sugar and colour.
That's a good guess. Well, fizzy drinks can contain any of the following: sugar, high fructose corn syrup, sweeteners, including sucralose, acesulfame, potassium, and aspartame. Flavourings, colourings, caffeine and preservatives. And of course, not all of the fizzy drinks will contain all of these ingredients.
I knew you had a lot of stuff. That's why I tend to avoid it, due to diabetes.
You've heard of the saying, fizzy drinks will rot your teeth, right?
Yeah, I've heard of that before.
Well, fizzy drinks can cause tooth decay. Because fizzy drinks contain phosphoric acid, this is what gives them their signature tang and stops them from going flat. Unfortunately, phosphoric acid is also extremely damaging to your teeth. Phosphoric acid works by leaching the calcium from your bones and causing them to weaken. And when consumed in fizzy drinks, this acid removes your teeth's protective enamel and causes them to gradually decay. There have been reports that suggested children who drink 3 or more cups of soft drink per day are 46% more likely to have decayed and or missing teeth.
3 cups of soft drink? That's a lot. No wonder I see obesity in children.
That's correct. Sugar and child obesity is on the rise. And that's because, unfortunately, sugar is hidden in many of our favourite foods. Even in savoury foods and in high quantities in fizzy drinks.
Yeah, there's a lot of sugar in fizzy drinks. Are there any other concerns?
Well, over the years, concerns have been raised around the safety of artificial sweeteners. They have been deemed safe to drink, but in small amounts. But the jury's still out on this one. Anyway, Sol, do you have any idea what sucralose, acesulfame, potassium, and aspartame are?
I've come across aspartame and sucralose in children's drink. They add that instead of sugar, but I think it's as bad as normal sugar.
That's right. Sucralose, acesulfame, potassium, and aspartame are all artificial sweeteners found in soft drinks, especially in diets and the low-fat versions. Sucralose is around 320 to 1,000 times as sweet as table sugar.
Ooh.
It's often used for products with long shelf life. Acesulfame potassium is often found blended with another artificial sweetener to give more of that authentic sugar taste. And aspartame, although not as sweet as sucralose, aspartame provides a sweetness that lasts longer. Although there has been controversy around the consumption of aspartame, it has been found to be safe for human consumption worldwide.
Honey can be used as an alternative, as that's what I use in my tea.
Most doctors and nutritionists would recommend that we try to avoid soft and fizzy drinks as much as possible, as they contain preservatives and colourings and flavourings and other things you basically don't need.
That sounds correct to me.
Well, a little bit of history now. The first flavoured soda drinks appeared in Europe in the second half of the 17th century. They were most popular in France. Soft drinks are often distinguished by their packaging, size, type of container, manufacturer, flavour, ingredients, and serving temperature. The process of carbonation is popular not only for drinks with specific recipes, but also for enriching the flavour of ordinary water. The most popular types of soft drinks are flavoured water, carbonated water, sweet iced tea, fruit drinks, carbonated soft drinks, diet, soft drinks, fruit punch, and much, much more.
Yes, it's bad overall. Any other history information to add?
Yes. Automated production for soft drink bottles arrived in 1899. Its inventor, Michael Owens, managed in a few years to create a device that could produce 58,000 bottles per day.
Wow, that's a lot for the 1800s.
Exactly. Soft drinks and carbonated soft drinks can be created both at home and in factories. Sugar-sweetened soft drinks are associated with dental worries, obesity, and type 2 diabetes. Soft drinks also have a bad reputation for containing caffeine and artificial sweeteners. All this could manipulate anxiety levels of drinkers and could cause an addiction.
Reminds me of our episode, Addicted to Tea. If you haven't listened to that episode yet, hope you catch it. It's a good episode to listen to.
Tea.
That's true, Sol. Great shout. In 2010, a study found that people who drank both diet and regular soda gained more fat around their waist than people who did not drink any soda at all.
That sounds true to me. Can't argue with that.
Most of the popular soda drinks today originated and flourished in pharmacies during the late 19th and 20th centuries. Early sodas were marketed as cure-alls for impotence, stomach pain, scurvy, alcoholism, opium addictions, nervousness, and more.
I didn't know that, but I could see some correlations with alcoholism and opium addictions.
I think a lot of us are addicted to sugar nowadays. But get this, Americans consume over 1.7 million tons of sugar each year from Coca-Cola alone. This is the equivalent of 10.8 pounds of sugar per person per year. Soda is the largest source of added sugar in the American diet. In 2013, the Harvard School of Public Health revealed that 25,000 obesity-related American deaths are from diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and cancer. They were all linked to soda.
Whoa!
It would take 50 minutes of running or 5 miles of walking to burn the calories in a 20-ounce bottle of soda.
Whoa!
For the UK market, it's approximately about half a litre, just over 500 ml, like a small bottle.
Yep, that sounds about right, Sol. Did you know soft drinks are called soft in contrast to hard drinks, which refer to alcoholic drinks?
No, I didn't know that.
The term soda is from the word sodium, which was common in mineral and neutral spring water. The word pop was first used in 1812 and referred to the sound of a carbonated beverage bottle being opened.
Didn't know that soda refers to sodium, but now that you've mentioned it, I can see the relation And regarding pop, do you mean fizzy drinks?
Well, in parts of the US and Canada, soda is commonly referred to as pop or soda, or generically just as Coke. Us Brits call them fizzy drinks, and the Irish call them minerals.
So the Irish call them minerals. You learn something new every day.
Yeah, I believe it's an old term. But I did not know this until I started my research into this. The Academy of General Dentistry has stated that the levels of acid found in sodas are comparable to that of batteries.
Oh my lord.
High acidic content in sodas coupled with high sugar content causes tooth enamel erosion even with minimal exposure.
Yeah, I knew they were bad, but I didn't know they were acidic as a battery. That's shocking.
What's also shocking is that today, Americans drink roughly 50 gallons of soda per person per year.
Wow, that's approximately 227 litres. That is a lot.
Yeah, many sodas have phosphoric acid, which has been associated with an increased risk of osteoporosis, bone loss, and tooth decay.
That's bad. This doesn't surprise me anymore.
Well, this may or may not surprise you, but there are some other uses from soda other than drinking, including removing stains from a toilet bowl, loosening rust from bolts, removing rust spots from a car, removing grease from clothes, and removing blood stains on the highway after an accident.
Yeah, I've seen a video on YouTube where they dip an old penny in a glass of fizzy drink, and after submersion of a few minutes, they take the penny out from the glass and the penny practically looks brand new.
Yeah, I've seen that video. Also, did you know glass bottles are better at holding soda than plastic ones, as carbon can escape through plastic? Carbonated beverages stored in plastic have a much shorter shelf life than the ones stored in glass.
Yeah, totally agree. That's why glass fizzy drinks always tends to taste better when it's taken out of the fridge.
True. During my research, I came across some shocking and worrying facts about fizzy beverages. Did you know it has toxic chemicals? That's toxic chemicals.
What are you doing?
Which could increase your risk of developing cancer. Carbonated beverage consumption has been linked with diabetes, hypertension, and kidney stones, all risk factors for kidney disease. Cola beverages in particular contain phosphoric acid, has been associated with the possibility of promoting kidney stones.
I know when you drink fizzy drinks, it turns your pee more yellow. Any more interesting facts?
Yes, it may increase your risk of stroke. Avoiding a stroke is a goal for most of us, so it's probably best to quit the soda for good. A study published in the journal Stroke, which studied 2,888 people over a 10-year span and monitored them for stroke and dementia, reported those who had at least one diet soda a day increased their chances by 3 times.
That's good to know, but you haven't mentioned one of the major killer diseases, and that is diabetes.
Well, it may lead to diabetes. More than 100 million Americans live with diabetes or pre-diabetes, according to the Center of Disease Control and Prevention, also known as the CDC. And drinking soda may be part of the reason the metabolic disease is so rampant. According to a study published in the Global Public Health that links it to high fructose corn syrup.
When I was young, I don't think we saw a lot of high fructose corn syrup, but now it's commonly available, all thanks to Brexit.
Don't talk to me about Brexit. It increases my blood pressure. Speaking of which, having hypertension or high blood pressure is a sign of a bigger issue with your cardiovascular system. A 2012 study from the Journal of General Internal Medicine that looked at over 150,000 people showed that drinking sugary beverages like soft drinks that contain high fructose corn syrup is linked to a greater chance of high blood pressure.
What about your main muscle? I'm talking about your heart.
Yes, it increases your heart disease risk as well. Heart disease is one of the leading causes of death in the US, and drinking diet and regular soda has been linked to an increased risk, says the research from the American Heart Association. They reported that those who drank one or more sodas per day had a 25% greater risk of having high levels of triglycerides in their blood and 32% higher risk of showing low levels of HDL or good cholesterol.
So it messes with your blood, your heart. What next? Messing with your appetite?
Well, it can cause you to eat unhealthy. If you drink soda on a regular basis, chances are that you also eat a lot of processed foods. According to a study from the University of Illinois, researchers looked at diets of over 22,000 Americans over a 10-year span and discovered that diet drinkers ate more energy-dense and nutrient-poor foods like cookies and ice cream.
Wow!
So it makes you want more sweet stuff.
Well, it can increase hunger. Drinking diet soda might sound like the best way to wean yourself from sugar cravings and lose a little bit of weight, but research from the University of Sydney found that consuming beverages with artificial sweetness can actually increase your appetite. The experience of consuming the sweet stuff, coupled with a lack of energy supplied, can throw your metabolism out of whack, which could lead to weight gain.
With all that sugar, I can see a weight gain, and to me, that sounds like a punch to your gut.
That's not the only thing it can increase. It can increase your risk of gout. Gout happens when joints become inflamed and extremely painful. It's common in men over 40 years old who eat a lot of meat and drink a lot of alcohol. But research done by the BMJ has found that the risk of developing gout is linked to high soda consumption amongst men. The 12-year study reported that men who drank 5 to 6 servings of sugary soft drinks per week had an 85% higher chance of getting this condition.
Okay, what about other body parts, such as lungs?
Researchers from the University of Adelaide in Australia have linked asthma and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, also known as COPD, to soda. In a survey with more than 15,000 people, those who drank at least 0.5 litre of soft drinks per day had almost 2 times higher odds of having the lung condition.
And after all this, I bet this affects someone's mental health as well.
Yes, it can cause mental decline. While a family history of dementia can put you at risk for Alzheimer's disease, research from Boston University shows that drinking diet soda can affect your cognitive function and make your brain age faster.
Wow!
The researchers cautiously linked the consumption of 2 or more fizzy drinks per day that could affect your memory and lower brain volume, both high-risk factors for developing Alzheimer's.
All this sounds like it ruins your body.
What are you doing?
Yep. It doesn't take long for soda to start to wreak havoc on your body. Most people don't realise just how much sugar is in regular soda. Just one 20-ounce serving of soda can have around 16 tablespoons of sugar in it, which is way higher than what is recommended by the American Heart Association. For men, they suggest a maximum of 9 teaspoons, while for women, they suggest around 6 teaspoons.
The thing with sugar, you can easily get carried away with it.
Yep, having a soda binge here and there wouldn't seem like it would cause too much harm to your body. But a 2015 study published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition showed that drinking soda for only 2 weeks could increase your risks of cardiovascular disease. Having a soda binge here and there wouldn't seem like it could cause much harm. The study tracked people who consumed the syrupy stuff every day for 2 weeks in varying amounts, and only those who had zero sweeteners added showed no signs of a higher heart attack risk. So, after my research, I have decided, if I can, I will try to cut fizzy drinks out from my diet. But realistically, they are everywhere, so I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to completely cut them out, but I will do my best to drastically reduce my fizzy drink intake. How about you, Sol?
Due to having diabetes, I already limit my intake, so I just drink it on special occasions now.
Cool. I hope the listeners learned something new here today. Let us know by reaching out on social media. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time. But for now, take care and bye-bye.
See you later. Bye.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What are your self-care non-negotiables? It's hard to make time for the things that keep you healthy. But being consistent with self-care is like working a muscle. And when life gets crazy, that muscle keeps you strong. Therapy is the ultimate self-care. And BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online sessions you can do from anywhere. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.